Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's get right into it. We finally tracked down Haro. Rick Haro's our sports business insider. He's in Phoenix. Mr. Haro, what are you doing in the desert?
I'm dealing with a late plane, so sorry about that. But better late than not. So the sports Arizona, seminar on how business is being done. So Steve Patterson runs the Coyotes here, Brian Sperber that runs the Phoenix International Raceway, Dan Towers, the guy that runs the group on 1001. The IndyCar group was practicing today, which was really kind of cool. We had Zach Veach, the driver, and they're all together talking about the power of sports and also what's happening in sports in the Valley. You know, it's in the next step. It's like, are they going to lose teams? Are they going to get Final Fours? The fun thing was it's about 75 degrees higher than it was in Minneapolis. So, you know, I don't care what they do in Phoenix. It's hotter.
Yeah, I was in Vegas. It was 76 degrees every day and beautiful the whole week I was there. So you've spent millions on a 30 or a 60 in the Super Bowl ads. Now what? Who are the winners besides, you know, the Eagles and U.S. Bank Stadium from the Super Bowl?
Well, you know, the winners are clear. Obviously, the city. The Eagles, obviously, long underwear purveyors, color purple, the city, maybe $400 million or more of economic impact, especially those tunnels. Patriots, losers, the hoodie, holograms, weatherman. By the way, they may not ever have a Super Bowl again in Minneapolis, and it has nothing to do with the personality of the people. It's the weather, but also you talk to the people that ran it. They did the best they possibly could, under-promised, over-delivered. Just really, 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 really cold. The winners also, some of the Super Bowl ads that move the ad meter and want to do long-term, the Tide commercials, the Hyundai Hope on Wheels commercial. How about the commercial where you use Martin Luther King to sell trucks, that Dodge Ram ad? Probably not a good day for the marketing director of Dodge.
Yeah. What about the season itself? It was rather tumultuous.
Rather tumultuous. You had people all over the place with which forced some of the social issues. But yet, look at the end of the day, Scott, you got $100 million of player development dollars that were for juvenile justice and bail reform and all. We haven't heard a lot about that since it began. You know, Colin Kaepernick still didn't have a job, probably a hero in all of this stuff. And we talked to Kevin Warren, the guy that runs the Vikings, and he put a lot into the Super Bowl, African-American, very studious. And when you took a look at some of the things that are going to happen, it was tumultuous. But we're already on to the next year. I can't believe we've already got draft odds for next year. That's unbelievable.
Are you, Rick Haro, with us tonight? Are you telling me that most of the economic benefits that are promised for Super Bowls are never lived up to, that it's a lot of estimates that are just bogus?
Well, certain kind of estimates, though. You know, the estimates of people coming into town are real. A lot of it is the people who wouldn't otherwise be there. The tax revenue from the big game is a big deal. For example, the host committee projected about 230,000 hotel room nights in Minneapolis, probably a little less than that. And frankly, if the Vikings were going to be in it, a lot less than that. So a Super Bowl definitely does pay for itself. Some of the studies say it's not as much as you could get, especially in places like Minneapolis. I think we're all ready for a warm weather site. We don't get one in Atlanta, but we do get them in L.A. We get them in Miami.
So the Olympics are underway, Rick, and what does that mean for, sponsors and the like? I mean, a lot of it's the opening ceremonies were tonight, and it seemed like to us here, I don't know if you saw it, but it looked to me like there was absolutely literally no one at that stadium.
Yeah, and I think the networks will tell the story ultimately. They will come clean with how many people were actually there. You know, the big issue about Seoul is
Did it cost a lot of money to get there? When you go from Seoul to Pyeongchang, that's a long way. It's a long way in a very small country. It's going to take an hour and a half.
I can't hear you right now. Is there a problem? There he is.
Yeah, long way, small country, $13 billion, the Winter Olympics, about four times less than the record-setting Sochi Games. So they did a good job there. But this may be an Olympics that is special for the diplomacy. You got the famous handshake now, but you're right, not a lot of people there for the opening ceremonies. And
why have it there?
Well, you have it there because a lot of other people don't want it. And, China gets it 4 years from now. We had to get it again in a same time zone. Let's look at Denver. Let's look at Salt Lake City. So I think you see some Winter Olympics that go back to our time zones over time.
So tell me about I was in Vegas. I didn't see this Raiders 7,500 square foot preview center. Where is that?
Well, it's at the end of the strip. So you must have been in the other part of the strip, but it's also just open. So, it might've been there. It might've opened up after you left, but they're putting together the big deal. They have all the Super Bowl memorabilia. They have the trophies. The stadium opens in a couple of years. Mark Davis excited. Who knows whether the $10 million a year for Gruden works. It's a marketing campaign. And people are ready for the stadium to get done. You and I both find it ironic that years ago we had a city that nobody cared about, and unless you wanted to gamble. Now you got a city with an incredible hockey team and a football team within a year and a half.
How long before an NBA team?
Probably not. I mean, it's hard to believe that there's the capacity to do it. But remember, we've had the NBA All-Star game there. I'm not sure you have two winter sports in a city like Vegas. But, you got to ask Adam Silver. You never say never, especially with cities like Oklahoma City and Memphis being very successful as NBA towns.
With the Pistons getting Blake Griffin, will they see an increase in attendance in that new arena? And will the hockey team draw at the new Little Caesars?
Well, it better. We were just talking about how the Pistons going into the All-Star game weren't doing well in attendance. The franchise had a lot of problems. Game in the city, but let's see what happens long term. It's an amazing deal where you have such a change with the NBA and some of the teams. Pistons in the midst of trying to sell season ticket packages for the next year. They're looking to leverage Griffin's deal. The first game they drew nearly 18,000, but retail is good. Season ticket and suite sales are better. Time will tell if Blake Michigan causes a tidal wave, but first indications are they're doing the right thing.
Lastly here, before we do the Power 5, Sport 5, the last one I want to do on the top 15 was the NFLPA and their intense negotiations that they think are looming in 2021 for a new CBA.
Yeah, and I don't, I don't know why we're into that already now. Certainly D. Smith wants to bring it up. You're making $25 billion a year. But we got the rhetoric at the All-Star game. We prepare for war at the Super Bowl. If we prepare for war, we can't get a collective bargaining agreement. They went unilaterally against them in 2010, 2011. But labor peace, one of the cornerstones of the successful league, the NFL sold its Thursday night package. The national anthem issues are to bed. And now they've got to get together and resolve it probably before the deadline because the rhetoric is not good.
All right, Power of Five. How about J.J. Watt, the man of the year in the NFL?
Hey, over $35 million, Hurricane Harvey relief. I was at that honors deal. They're all good. Olsen, great. Benjamin Watson, great. The bottom line is, though, that nobody did it better than J.J. Watt. The Texans were behind him. And, anybody who raises $30-plus million dollars at a time where most athletes kind of complain about their injury, you got to reward the guy. He's really well-deserving.
And finally, I got to ask you, I'm so excited about Dwayne Wade coming back to Miami in the Heat.
How about that? In the retooling, the guy gets a bone. And the Heat looks like they're ready for the playoffs. Dwayne Wade, one more time, pal, so we can go back, get our tickets, get our dinner, and get ready for the heat. How about that?
Yeah, we can take people to dinner that end up robbing grocery stores.
I knew you were going to do it. That's right. That's your line. Leave it alone.
Thank you. Rick, have a safe trip back to Florida. Let's get season tickets to the Heat now that Dwayne Wade's back. I'm all in.
That's a deal. Sorry about 2 hours ago. I'll talk to you later.
Don't worry about it. Rick Harrow, our Sports Business Insider.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.